Thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This journal entry right here is rightfully entitled, I Knew You Were There. This morning I woke to meditate and commune with the Holy Spirit. I wanted to clear my mind and focus on His voice. Images and past memories came to my mind that I haven't thought of in years. Traumas that I forgot about, people who hated me and abused me, those who manipulated and deceived me. I remembered the many times that I felt and was embarrassed and humiliated in life. Bad decisions that I made and unsavory people that I allowed into my life. It was overwhelming. I am crying as I write this. I almost allowed myself to think that I was too good for most of them and should have never been bothered. But I realized that often I was lonely and looking for someone to care, ignoring the obvious. These relationships were ungodly, and I was just as much at fault. I even made choices to avenge myself against others, treating them as they treated me, tit for tat. Justifying myself, and it was wrong, because the situations only became more toxic. It was not who I was created to be. And with all their hurt, God spoke to me. Hurt people, hurt people. I cried because the child in me asked Him, why did you allow this? I came to a realization that He was always there, confirming when He told me this a few weeks ago. I realized then that I was aware that He was always there. I thought about how I prayed to Him to take away my caring heart because I was tired of being used and abused. Many times my life was spared, literally. It hurts. Thinking about these things, it made me realize why we are set apart as peculiar, but to also have empathy. To try not to force ungodly people in situations and allowing them reign over our lives. I forgot how devastating it was for me to be rejected, to be made to feel less than. The foolish manner that I allowed myself to be used in immoral and sexual situations. It is an eye-opener. A reminder that I am no better than anyone else. But it is clear that He loves me as I am and has accepted me in spite of everything and wants an intimate relationship with me. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Omniscient and ever-present. It is painful. It is cleansing. But it hurts so much. I am humbled. I am loved. Still crying, but again, I am loved, and I love me. I overcame. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here with me today. Thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to hear us at BenevolentWoman.com. We appreciate you, and we'll see you again next time. Thank you.